Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
New England Nightly News.
Lyons, are you a TikTok person?
No.
I'm not either.
I am not at all.
Are you an Instagram person?
So barely. Like, I made an Instagram for the first time last March. So I'm new to Instagram. I'm new. Yeah. I'm not a huge social media. I do it for this job.
John, you have an old man's soul.
Yeah, I kind of
no, he
do.
Just has an old man phone.
Yeah. Well, it is an older iPhone, actually. Still has the home button.
Oh, wow. iPhone. That is an old model. Is.
You really are an old soul.
Yeah, really. I'm not a big social... Outside of this job, I'm not a big social media guy.
And Joe, feel free to chime in on this. When you're choosing a restaurant to go out to with your wife or your buddies, how do you choose... Say your wife says, John, I want to try someplace new. I don't want to just go to the place around the corner that we go to all the time or that one spot in town. How do you go about picking out the spot?
So usually I say, well, where do you want to go? And she says, I don't know. Where do you want to go? And we do that for 20 minutes.
So plan a night out for us.
So
it's my birthday. Please pick out a place for us.
It's funny because sometimes I'll just randomly see either a photo of a restaurant or a dish or some sort of like deal that looks attractive. And then I'll just be like, oh, let's try that place. A lot of times I'll drive, like I'll just out somewhere.
You do a drive-by?
And I might happen to drive by a place and be like, oh, we haven't eaten there before. Like, let's try that.
Curb appeal.
Sometimes.
Joe, what about you? How do you pick out a new restaurant?
I am terrible with making decisions, so it's usually not just me and one other person. It's usually a group of people, and majority usually wins.
So Boston Magazine has this big piece. They're doing like an influencer issue, which not really my lane personally, but looking
so they'll
at
be
all
in
these
to talk to us soon.
Looking at all these different ways that the influencer economy, as it continues to grow, is affecting the rest of the economy around Massachusetts. But the writer says restaurant design has changed most in the influencer era. Before social media, Boston's dining rooms were all brick walls and wooden booths. In the early days of Instagram, local restaurants began adding cool details, a neon sign or a colorful mural. Now with the explosion of Reels and TikTok videos, quote, it's kind of less about that one moment and more about the whole aesthetic of the place, says one designer. It's the whole movie that we're putting together. So this whole article is about how people are choosing where they're going for dinner and drinks. The title of it, what's on the menu at Boston restaurants? TikTok, from Instagrammable bathrooms to smoke bubble cocktails, how foodfluencers turn city dining rooms into content factories for better or worse. So the idea here is like in the 90s, if you were a food person, you'd say, oh, this chef opened a new restaurant in Boston or in Dedham or Milton or wherever you want to live, Newburyport. We're going to go there for dinner because I love this chef and they have this other one. Now people hop on their phones and they scroll around and they go, this place has pretty wallpaper. I'm going to be able to get a cool picture sitting with a cocktail in front of it. So this is where I go to. And I got to say, I've fallen for this trap before for some really crappy food. Like, I got it. This is not the way to choose your restaurants. I don't want to tell anybody their business. I'll just tell you in my experience, when I have tried to pick out restaurant experiences or bar experiences based on their Instagram page, 90% of the time, it's terrible. It has the hit rate that the Celtics had at the three-point line going against the Utah Jazz the other night.
So that means they make a good meal 11 out of 51 times?
Exactly.
Yes, 11
well, it's not
out
even
of
like a good meal. It's just, first of all, I'm like you, a little bit of an old soul. If a place has a huge presence on social media, it actually might not be a place I want to go to. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to have a certain scene to it, and I'm not going to really be into that most of the time.
Yeah, and I notice sometimes too, like, especially, you know, the places that are big on like the outdoor patios and the outdoor, like, so many people will post pictures and then I'll be like, oh, that place might look interesting to sit at. And then I'll get there and sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's not. And I'm like, oh, this food is not good. These drinks are not good. But I guess the picture would look nice if I took one.
Have you ever heard my rant about outdoor dining?
I don't think
so. Okay. So, first of all, I just think the pandemic ruined my perspective on outdoor dining because back, I don't know, 10 years ago in Boston area, when you'd go somewhere and they had a cool patio, you'd be like, wow, what a treat. A rooftop, what a treat. We get to eat outside. This is fun. And then you had to eat outside all the time and have like weird QR code menus and weird like plastic silverware. And I just realized that outdoor dining a lot of the time sucks. Like, the wind is blowing everything everywhere. All of a sudden, the salt and pepper shakers are like, you're holding everything down with it. And you're sitting in some like weird, creepy metal chair that's rocking back and forth. The ambiance is never really as good as it is inside. And a lot of these places have just put out these little pop-up parklet like patios where you have huge trucks driving by once the sun goes down and these huge headlights in your face. Like, the ambiance a lot of times is just not there if it's not meant to be.
Yeah, especially in the city too. Like, outdoor dining, if you're like at a someplace like a golf course or something where there's like a big outside area or something like that. But I'm with you. Like, if I'm going to eat outside, it has to be like between 65 and 80 degrees, no wind. I have to have enough shade that the sun's not in my eyes, but not totally dark. Like, it's like this specific set of circumstances that has to work out for me to want to eat outside. Like, it's one thing to have like drinks outside somewhere, but to actually eat a full meal outside, there's like a specific set of circumstances. Otherwise, I'm like, nah, I'll eat inside.
Might I recommend like a classic screened-in porch?
Ooh.
Okay, that's pretty. I'll take
more
that.
More restaurants should do that.
Yes.
Like a little kind of like sunroom.
Yeah, sunroom.
That sounds delightful.
See, that's a good name for a restaurant, too.
Sunroom.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Okay, so here's one quote. Kevin Liu, co-founder of Notaro Hospitality Group, which just opened a buzzy French-Japanese spot in the Seaport, says influencers coming in and describing their experience are the fastest way to get your restaurant's image out there. Though Liu is quick to underscore that quality is key, he admits he prioritizes over-the-top visuals at his restaurants. After all, the more that people see a video, the more people come in. Am I like a total...
I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Is it completely bitchy of me if I also don't want to sit at a table next to somebody who has their phone out and they're recording every single thing happening in the restaurant?
Oh, I hate that so much.
Like, it's just not a good vibe, right? Yeah. Give me a dark, like, solid wood bar that has been glossed over the wood so many times that there's, like, weird gloss bumps in the wood. And give me some open-air candles, like some real open-flame candles. That's all you need. I'm basically just describing the Abbey in Brookline. Like, that's all you need for ambiance.
I thought you were describing, like, the 1880s, but yeah.
Well, that's what I want.
Okay.
Some dark walls, like, some good pours. I don't need a neon sign. I don't need, like, a big floral display. And I don't need people with their phones out, like, phone eats first, phone drinks first on everything. I do post my martinis when I go to the Abbey in Brookline, but it's one shot, and that's all you get, and it's done.
Yeah, it depends on kind of what mood I'm in, because sometimes I don't mind going to those places where there's like 100 people there and everyone's on their phones. But then other times I'm what you're talking about, like something quieter, like this place is not made for Instagram and the people in here don't care about that. And sometimes I like that better. And I think it's something like we see here in this, right? So different industry, but think about it. You get more well-known in maybe a 1 or 2 minute Instagram reel or video clip than sometimes people that tune into an entire show, because it might get out there just as much, if not more.
But
and
I don't like that.
I know, and I hear you.
I'm like, that's not the full context of the thing.
And we've seen that translate to the restaurant industry here. I think you see it translate to the travel. That's huge in the Think about how many times people plan vacations, entire vacations, because they saw someone else's Instagram photos or someone else's TikTok, and they're like, oh, that looks like a great picture. I could take a picture there, and they plan a whole... It happens all the time.
But it's so far from reality.
Oh, I hear you. Know?
And I understand, like, marketing's always been that way.
See food, eat food, see drink, eat drink. Put the phone away, for crying out.
You know what I like? I like when you go to a restaurant, like a diner, or great, I don't know, like, I choose any kind of cuisine, because you can find all types where they have the big plastic menu, and it has the picture of the dish on the menu.
Okay.
So it's like,
So you like the kids menu.
Yeah, no, yes. But you know, when you sit down and it's like Rice Krispie French toast, like what the hell does that look like? Oh, there it is. That's what it looks like. Okay. And you get to see all the dishes.
Yeah, see,
I want to know that. That's what I'd like rather than, now I don't even get that. I have to do the QR code.
I mean, all your food stories, Mego, end up with
Rice Krispie.
Well, they end up with foods that are usually on the kids' menu.
And I also like to just go to the same places like 8 out of 10 times.
This
like, even
true,
when
though.
I go away, like when I go, if I've been to a city before, I'll be like, oh, I went to these 3 places last time I was here. We should go to them again.
I'm
like
a creature of habit that way as well.
Like, and because I know it's good. I know I like it. But then I don't have to worry about some of that other stuff you're talking about. Like, what's this really going to be like when I walk in there?
Do you think it would be detrimental or a cool thing if somebody opened a bar in Boston and they said, this is a phoneless bar?
Oh, it'd be awesome.
You can't be on your phone in this bar.
Yeah. Like, you can bring your phone
in
your pocket.
You can bring it in for an emergency.
And if
maybe they give you,
you,
like, a little sealed thing like they do at some concerts.
Or even, like, there's, like, you know how there used to be smoking sections in restaurants? You know, there's a phone section. Yeah,
well,
you want to be on your phone.
Maybe we make it 90s themed. It's a 90s themed bar, and you can't be on your phone.
Okay. I would go to answer your question.
1890s.
Oh. Okay.
So then we have candles, and we have that dark wood paneled bar.
And
this is what I'm talking
no
about.
No phones of any. There's horses outside.
Yeah, we're dancing to swing music.
It's 1890s, not 1920s, or whenever swing music was. Anyways,
I'm a big speakeasy fan.
I
like those.
That is 1920s.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.